Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hi, welcome to the first official episode of Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm your host, Nika, and we are dealing with all three parts of the posting strategy, so both plan, create, and post. It's mostly tied to the planning part, but it does really refer to all three parts. So we're dealing with posting with purpose today. Purpose has to be behind every post on your Instagram profile. So as you know, there are different types of posts on Instagram. We have singles, we have carousels, reels, stories, lives, and they all have a different purpose. It's very important to know your own purpose so you can post along with that, and so your posting strategy actually shows that purpose of yours. For starters, we have different content pillars. We have entertaining, educating, motivational, inspiring, promotional. So different types of content have different purpose. There are also different stages of business. You have startup, you have growth, survival, launching, expansion, maturity. So different stages of business require different purpose and different types of posts. It's very important to know what stage you're in and to know who you're talking to. So how to post with purpose? First of all, you should definitely get clear on your target audience. You wouldn't talk the same way if you're talking to a teenage boy, a midlife woman, or an elderly man, right? So once you have a clear target audience, it will be much easier to determine your voice as well as the content you're going to share. So work on that target audience. Try to find the people and come up with ideas of who that person that you're targeting is. So is it a teenage boy, a midlife woman, or an elderly man? What does he or she want to do? Why is this person your target audience? Make sure it's the person that is most likely to interact with your content, that is most likely to be interested in what you have to say. Next, make sure that you're always speaking to that audience. So keep that audience in mind whenever you post on Instagram. Every post has to talk to that specific audience or even that specific person. So it's always good to create an avatar, a person that is most likely to be interested in what you have to say. You should also know your audience. So once you know your audience, you know what they are most likely to respond to and what will speak to them the most. There is something called audience temperature. So we have cold, warm, and hot audience. They're very different among each other. So cold audience are people who don't know you, they're just discovering you, or they're yet to discover you, and they're not going to buy from you immediately. Warm audience are people who already have discovered you. They somewhat interact with your content. You get some engagement from them, or they're just on the sidelines. They're watching you. They're not interacting, but they know you and they feel what you're doing. They sometimes go to your profile to check out what you're up to, but they might not interact with you. Hot audience is audience which is ready to buy. They know you, like you, and trust you. When you've built that trust with those people, they become hot audience and they are ready to buy. So if you know what stage your audience is in, you will have a clear picture of what you have to do. Next is having a posting schedule or some sort of a planner. So I have a free one, actually. You can grab it by signing up to my newsletter. But if you have a posting schedule, so let's say you want to post every single day. Okay, so have a posting schedule. What sort of content is going to go up on each day of the week? Is it going to be educational, inspiring, promotional, motivational, so you have to know what content is going out every single day. It's also very good to have some sort of a content ideas bank, because when you have that, you don't really have to think about every single post every single day. You can just keep your ideas in the content ideas bank and you will have your content ideas ready. I also have that. So whenever you sign up to my newsletter, you get all of these freebies. Then you will have to determine how many posts a week you want to have. So you may want to post every single day, but you don't have to. It's not a thing. Yes, if you post more, you will probably have more chances to grow. However, consistency doesn't mean that you have to post every single day of the week. You can post on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but stick to that schedule and stick to whatever content pillars you have and make sure you don't post content that isn't in your content pillars. For example, in my Instagram, I post about Instagram, so Instagram growth, plan, create, post. I then also post about Canva, and then I post some general business tips. If I want to post anything that doesn't fit into these categories, I will post it in my stories. I will not post it in my feed. So it's okay to post behind the scenes, some fun stories, repost other people's content in your stories, but make sure that your feed sticks to whatever you have planned. Also, be very aware of the stage of your business. Prepare for each stage and prepare for each season. So we have slow seasons, we have high seasons, we also have some low seasons, which are not just slow, but are unexpected lows. So make sure that your audience is clear on the stage and the season you're in. If you're in the launching season, so you have a new offer, you want to share it with your audience, make sure that your audience knows about it. If you mention it once and then stop mentioning it for 2 weeks, your audience doesn't know about it. If you're in a startup mode or startup stage of your business, you don't really plan an expansion, right? It's just not logical. So just make sure that your content is clear on both the stage and the season you are in. So I want you to imagine a situation. Imagine you're walking down the street. You see a storefront which has somewhat weird clothes. They're nice, but they don't really look like they fit the mannequins. The colors are all mismatched. Different patterns are matched together. Right next to this store is another store. It's in the same price range, and they have similar clothes. So they're fun clothes, they're a bit weird, but very similar. However, these stores' mannequins look cool. They have clothes that fit them, the colors match, they use patterns in their outfit, but they look cool. So which store will you go into? I'm guessing the second one. The same is with your social media. And no, I'm not just talking about the visuals. So yes, it's always cool to have brand colors, etc. But I'm not talking just about that. If your content is all over the place in terms of topics, one day you post tips for cleaning, another day you post how you bought a new car, the third day you post about a tip you found on Instagram, the next day you post a trend from TikTok where you dance. So that means that you're all over the place. You're confusing your profile visitors. Your profile visitors are very precious and you should be looking after them very, very much. So your profile visitor is actually looking at your storefront. When they come to your profile, they're window shopping. Is he going to enter the store? Meaning, is he going to click follow if your account doesn't have a clear purpose? No, not really. So that's why your purpose is very important. I want you to do this. Write down 4 main topics or 3 to 4 main topics you want to cover in your Instagram account. It can be whatever you want, but make sure it's only four. It would be quite beneficial if you could tie them all together, if they can in one or another way be connected. But if they aren't, make sure they all tie into what you have to offer. So once you've written down all four, I want you to branch them out a little bit. So find four fields within each of those topics, 3 to 5, 4, whatever. Find 3 to 5 branches within each topic that you could talk about. Then, based off those branches, you can find your content ideas. Use my content ideas bank and write them all down. And then, once you have all your content ideas ready, you will have a clearer purpose. I want you to think about value. And if you want to post something, think, is this valuable? Valuable doesn't necessarily mean educational. It can be entertaining. Entertainment is also value. It can be motivational. It can be inspirational. It can be controversial. You can post controversial opinions about your topic and spark some conversations in the comments. So I just want you to think about that and think about whether this is something that my audience is going to want to hear. Okay, so next time I'm going to cover the create part of the posting strategy. So make sure you follow this podcast so you don't miss it. Also, by the way, my membership, Content Blueprint Bank, is free for the entire month of March. So if you want hundreds of content ideas and other resources that will help you plan, create, and post content on social media, not just Instagram, join before March 31st. You will get 1 month for free. You can cancel anytime, so if you don't enjoy it, unsubscribe before your trial month expires, and that's it. No hard feelings, no strings attached. Don't miss out on this deal, because you can literally have numerous ideas for your social media for absolutely free. So one free month if you sign up before March 31st. Thank you for listening, and that's it for today. I will see you in my next podcast. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.